This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day 9, and today's devotion is titled, Your Desire Shall Be for Your Husband. Your desire shall be for your husband. Our scripture memory today comes from Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. It says, Thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Do you remember when you first met your husband, those first few weeks when you were falling in love and everything seemed so perfect? I remember when I first met my husband. I was recently divorced, and he was too. We actually met online, and he asked me out a number of times before I agreed to go out with him. I still remember his sappy grin that first night when we met and went out to eat. The next night, he showed up at Applebee's where I was working as a waitress, with a single red rose, and he sat in my section at a table and waited for me to get off my shift at 2 a.m. in the morning. And then I think we went to the Waffle House for a late night dinner before I drove home. It wasn't much, but it was fun. Falling in love is a lot of fun, isn't it? Unfortunately, after a couple has been married for quite some time, some of that romance and passion starts to fade. You start getting into your routine. There's money that has to be made and bills that have to be paid, houses that need to be cleaned, kids that need to be taken care of. And a lot of times, those intimate moments kind of fall by the wayside. For a lot of women, sex just becomes more of a chore, one more thing they need to do. Isn't that sad? God created sex to be enjoyable, fun, a way for you to connect with your husband on a deeper spiritual level. Unfortunately, after you've been married for a while, not only does life get in the way, but suddenly all those cute little things he did when you were dating aren't quite so cute anymore. And over the course of weeks and months, in years, after disappointment, a lot of times women start to pull away emotionally from their husbands. A lot of times it happens without even the wife realizing it's happening. Or maybe she realizes she feels emotionally disconnected, and that leaves her feeling like she doesn't want to have sex because she doesn't feel like she can be intimate with her husband when she feels emotionally disconnected. Husbands aren't perfect. Some are better than others, but nobody's perfect. A husband feels like he's emotionally connected with his wife when he feels like she desires him and when they're regularly making love. Unfortunately, the problem of emotional disconnect in a marriage, it's like a vicious circle. The wife doesn't feel emotionally connected, so she's disrespectful to her husband. She's angry and holding resentment in her heart. And then when he wants to be intimate with her, she pushes him away because of that bitterness and that resentment. And then what does the husband do? He feels emotionally disconnected because she's not wanting to be with him. And so he becomes frustrated and may even take it out on his wife by saying things or being grumpy. And then how does the wife react? She's yet disappointed again. She pushes that disappointment down in her heart and she holds it there. She keeps it safe and sound. and she doesn't find room to forgive her husband. And maybe he doesn't forgive her either. And it just continues on and on and on. Married couples need that time of physical connection. If this is a problem in your marriage, think about your motives. Why do you usually deny your husband? If you are truly tired every night, and I've been there, I know exactly what it's like to be exhausted. The moment you hit the pillow, you just want to go to sleep. But if you're tired every single night, maybe there's really another reason. Or maybe you just really should take a nap during the day or try to go to bed earlier. If you have resentment in your heart, try to figure out why. Try to find a way to forgive your husband. Ask God to help you to forgive. Maybe this could be a new start for you and your husband. Another problem that women face in marriage once that emotional disconnect has happened, you avoid kissing your husband during the day. Does that sound like you? Why do you think that is? You know, kissing your husband, and I'm not just talking about pecking him on the cheek when he comes in for work or when he leaves for work in the morning, but really kissing your husband is a great way to start rekindling that gentle love that you first had for him. A man's self-image is really tied up in how he feels his wife sees him. It's really tied up in his sexual identity. If he feels like you don't think he's the best thing that ever happened to you, it's going to affect him in a lot of ways. Why not try surprising him at the door with a 15-second kiss when he gets home from work? Tell him how happy you are that he's home. Make a point of looking your best before he comes home from work. Do something special for him. Kill him with kindness. If your marriage is struggling, and there's no such thing as a perfect marriage, but if you feel like your marriage needs a little bit of tender loving care, try killing him with kindness. Shower him with love. My mother used to always tell me that love is an action, not a feeling. That romantic love that we first feel when we fall in love, it fades. But the kind of love that Christ has for us, the kind of love that Christ can help us share with others, that's what true love is. Show your husband a little bit of grace. So he's not perfect. Neither are you. And if truth be told, you probably drive him just as crazy as he drives you. Ask God to give you a sincere desire to please your husband in and out of the bedroom. Your marriage will be blessed. And if you're in a situation where your husband regularly makes your life difficult, it could be that he's just very, very frustrated. And by showing him a little bit of tenderness, seeing him through Jesus' eyes, maybe it'll be a new start for you. Use your morning prayer time to focus on your husband. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, Lord, I thank you so much for your grace and mercy. And I thank you for each of the ladies who are listening today. Lord, I pray that you will bless them, bless their marriages abundantly. Marriage isn't easy, and you know the struggles that we go through in our daily lives. And you want to be there to help us. And Lord, I just ask you, help us to show our husbands how much we love them. Help our desire to be for our husband. Give us the gift of emotional and physical connection. Thank you for loving us so much. In Jesus' precious holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Be an Encouragement.